As there were no complaints and no one going, "No, wait," I have pressed the button.
Alrighty.
I will press it further. Thank you for your input.
Bird wants a character.
Yes.
Bird wants me to like get the keratin off of her is what she wants, you know?
Oh, I already have a character ready to go. I'll add them to the I'm back section. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm concerned about the... Oh, yes, yes, of course. It's Magpie, yes.
Mm-hmm. We could have the bird be Magpie, yes. That could work. All right, so, hello.
Now Magpie is buried under robot.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Where's...
Did I do that? There it is. It's right there. I just didn't see it until now, but that's okay.
It's a very tiny bird.
The best part is that the bird icon for Magpie in Foundry is so small... If I drag it somewhere, it relatively looks very fast. Put it back. All right, hello, and welcome to Cause and Effect. This is a homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign. I am Crash. I will be your GM for the evening. Tonight, I am joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, EO, Jen, and I'm Crash. What happened last time?
I don't remember.
We are off to see the not a wizard giant robots. Oh right, we fought the zappity thing.
We fought a lightning ball.
Right, we fought a lightning ball.
Oh right. Okay, I remember that now.
And we managed to drive it off. It was up high enough that we could not keep it from running away. So instead of smiting it righteously, we wound up shaking our tiny fists in its direction as it flew away.
That's about right.
It was flying to the town trying to get a meal, and it decided you all were too spicy.
Much. It killed everyone except the school teacher and the kids who are in the school.
Mm-hmm. Also, we left Emil back in Oregano.
Yeah, Emil has been in Oregano the whole time.
Oh. How spicy. You're saying Emil is spicy.
Technically, I'm the spicy one here, but also technically, I'm not really here.
Yeah, well.
What? Oh, I've been informed that fire is not technically spicy.
Hmm. Indeed.
Hmm. I think it is.
Also, apparently, since I'm not a mammal, I am not affected by capsaicin, so this sriracha sauce I've been putting in my coffee isn't doing anything. Hmm.
I mean, it's adding flavor.
Oh, well. I've had my cameo. You have fun, kids.
Alright, so, yes, the ball lightning went up into the sky. My favorite thing about the ball lightning is it canonically, according to Kobold Press, has cartoony-looking triangular black eyes as it murders everything around it.
Well, it ran away.
It did run away. It didn't run away, it just decided it didn't want to be there.
After threatening Hobby's sibling.
And after it took
a
nearly
full amount of damage. It was mostly the other way around.
Well, that's just how it's supposed to work. Cavil's supposed to threaten things. Threatening Cavil, on the other hand, only Hobby is allowed to threaten Cavil.
No one beats up my sibling but me.
Exactly.
Cavil did a very good job of kiting it around.
Indeed.
By preventing it from taking any actions or reactions, it only had its always-on AoE effect to go with. So it just kept trying to get close to Cavil, who kept saying no.
Flying
if it wanted to take actions, it should have succeeded its int saves.
It wasn't that bright.
That's not my fault.
No, it's not. All right. So I am looking for the characters. Okay, so Elaine Miller, who was the teacher, currently still is, or at least now currently caregiver? Whatever. We'll worry about job opportunities later. Right now, Elaine is saying that she's going to go back and watch over the kids while you deal with, and she gestures broadly, and she asks that you let her know what's happening when you find out what in the nine hells is happening. Cut to Mo saying, I had nothing to do with this, then cutting back.
Well, at least, presumably, Mo will find out eventually, although I think one of us... Yeah.
One of you is providing a live
feed. At some
point
in there, Hobby mentioned what we found to member services. Yeah, Mo gets a live feed if he wants.
He gets a live feed when he doesn't want.
Anytime
he gets lost,
when he doesn't anytime, want to, he thinks about it.
Anytime he thinks, anytime he remembers that Cavil exists, he is aware of what Cavil is doing. And this took some adjustment. Oops. This took a lot of adjustment. It's particularly fun when he's having a conversation. Imagine, if you will, those times where you're on the phone or something and you keep hearing your voice come back to you.
Yep.
That's every conversation he has ever had with Cavil.
Oh, no.
That probably does get a little bit disconcerting.
It's like my pact gave me my own speech jammer. You're lucky I'm a very skilled bard. You're also lucky I have a lot of self-control, because the temptation to harmonize with myself is strong.
I mean, Cavil would probably help also being a bard.
Imagine trying to harmonize with your echo.
Yeah. This is probably why patrons don't necessarily talk too much to their non-patron, to their clients much.
Patrons are usually sometimes on a different plane of reality.
Yeah. Well,
I love how this strange turn of events of going back in time to before the patron ascended didn't break the pact. And so now you just have a high-level bard as your patron. I love this. I love everything about it. Mo has the different pact opinions sometimes.
Yeah, well, the pact transcends. Cavil swore forever. Backwards, forwards.
Yes, but
anyway,
it should only be in one direction time-wise.
You would think. So, we need to finish tidying up the bodies so that they're not all out here, and like put them in one place and close the door.
Actually, that's a fair cop. How far did I get before the lightning thing attacked?
You had a significant number of bodies in the cart. I will say that with the rest of the party helping, it doesn't take too long for you to gather up everyone that was in the town.
Okay.
And find the largest place that's not the schoolhouse to gently lay them out.
There is a house that seems to have been repurposed into a town hall.
That's probably the best one.
Well, town hall, church, bingo night Thursdays. It's a multi-purpose building.
Definitely the best one if it's a church as well.
Sepulcher.
Yeah.
Multi-purpose. All right. So, you have interred the bodies in a now single-purpose building.
And close the door so nobody looks inside by accident.
A puts a sign on the door. It says, "Don't dead open inside." Anytime maintenance comes and visits to do whatever in my apartment, I have to secure all my pets according to the notices. So I lock Socket in my den, which is a fairly small room that he can't get out of, but I can have his food bowl and water and everything in here. But every time I do this, I have to put a sign on the door to the den that says, "There's a cat in here. He's scared of people. Please don't let him out." And the temptation to just write, "Don't cat open inside," is so strong. But I don't know if the maintenance workers will get the reference. So, do you want to climb a mountain?
Does it have to be a mountain?
We could go in the mine instead.
The thing went up. We have to go chase it and catch it, so we probably have to go up.
It went straight up. There's currently two of us who could chase it, and that's including the familiar.
I need flying boots too, I guess. Or something to make me light enough.
I don't think I want flying boots. I'm scared of landings.
Yeah, the landings are the hard parts.
Just get in my hand and curl up real aerodynamic.
I have concerns about this plan.
I'll try, says the tabaxi. Oh.
I will tell you that... welcome back. So, through conversations that you had with Elaine before she went back with the kids, she did tell you that the way to get up to the building that the new owner has, the easiest way to do it would actually be to go through the mine. The ore isn't coming out of the mine entrance anymore. It's being taken up to where they are.
Interesting.
Well, fascinating, it was easier to dig a tunnel.
All that.
It was easier to make a tunnel than stairs. Well, the tunnel has stairs, but you know what she meant.
All right.
Okay.
Stunnel. Right.
Stair tunnel. But it's stair a tunnel, tunnel with stairs, right. So technically it should be the other way around.
So stairs, into the mines we all go, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm oddly comfortable with this, and clicking on the stealth skill is just giving me a tooltip about what stealth is. I'm a high-level rouge. I know what stealth is. I just want to do it.
I rolled a 7 on the die. A got a 17. Welcome to level 8. A, rather.
Why is that not prepared? It should be prepared. Never mind that. Tex?
Yes?
I assume you want to be excluded from the stealthiness aura?
If you like. I'm fine either way.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know.
It doesn't bother
you'd...
me to be seen. But if it bothers you that I be seen, I am more than happy to accept the aura.
All right.
In the GURPS game, Ran is very happy to be seen because he knows that as the decoy, people are going to run towards him, and then Sun can cut them in half with a lightsaber on the way.
All right.
All right. So Cavill got a 25 on a stealth check. Tex got a 16.
26.
I didn't know whether I was including the plus 10.
Oh,
so
sorry. Yes, I am. I am including you.
I got
Tex
12.
Tex is a giant stealthy robot.
If you don't
robot.
Mind. Yes. Mm-hmm. If Tex doesn't mind being... Sorry.
I don't mind at all. I just... Tex did not come away with the... From that conversation with an understanding one way or the other.
Well, sorry. If Tex does not want to be specifically excluded, I am including Tex.
Okay.
But I thought Tex might want to be specifically excluded so that Tex would be noticeable and everyone else not.
And that's what Tex thought was going to happen. But if... Let's see how everybody else does.
Okay, let's get some stealth rules.
It would be kind of hilarious... Sorry.
It would be kind of hilarious to see... One of the last two people to roll get a 1. But please.
I mean, I rolled a 2.
What are we rolling for?
Stealth check.
Stealth.
Sneaky. Stealth. Okay. Let's figure out to remember how to do this.
So on your character sheet, if you're looking at the main tab, there's a tall rectangle over towards the left with all of your skills in it. Stealth is second from the bottom.
Second from the bottom.
And you click on the name, then click... Normal.
Okay, let me try that. Okay, got that one. And I have the character sheet up. What am I doing? I found it, but I don't know. I can't remember what I...
Just click on the word stealth down at the bottom of the skills rectangle.
Yes. Okay, I've done that.
And you should have a pop-up. There we go.
Yeah.
A 17. 17. Which means you have a 27.
27.
Because we're adding 10 to it.
Okay.
Because Cavill cast Pass Without a Trace. Which makes everyone super sneaky. Okay.
Cool, cool.
So even with
if
Hobby rolling a 2, Hobby got a 22.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I mean, 12 is not the worst. It's not a 1.
Okay.
But yes, I like the 22 better.
Okay. So you sneak your way up the road that goes to the mine with the rails on one side of the road for hauling ore to and from. These rails do not look like they've been used in a while. And as you come up over a curve of the contour of the road, you see there is a mine entrance right in front of you. There are various signs that are placed at intervals going along the road up to the entrance. They are saying things like, let me check my notes, keep out,
Burmishay.
Under new management, trespassers will become the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is emphasized by the sight of two very large beings that seem to be made entirely of green crystal standing on either side of the mine entrance.
Hmm.
Do we tell them we want to speak to the manager? Or do we just sneak past?
They tell you this is a Wendy's.
So there ought to be a manager for a Wendy's.
They tell you that it's an anarcho-syndicist Wendy's. They take turns being manager of the week.
Well, excellent. What week is this? Yes. So, do we sneak by or do we ask to see the manager and then hit them if they object? Hobby is whispering this to Cavil. Or possibly to Tex. Or possibly sort of upward, figuring that either Cavil or Tex is going to hear.
We could make an illusionary distraction.
Okay, wait a minute. I could make a distraction. Are there any spare rocks around here? Are there any spare rocks that could be tossed at them with an invisible mage hand?
It's the entrance to a mine. Yes, there are plenty of rocks around.
Can I make a mage hand that play an object, open a locked door, that manipulates a stone to at least drop it off in such a way that it sounds like someone is climbing up or around, like, 25 feet to our right?
Give me a deception check.
Okay.
And I'm going to say at advantage because you are being very stealthy. Well, I'm glad I said at advantage because that one was a 2 on the die.
Was it a 1? Is that the first one? Yeah, there was a 2 on the die. Yep, it was. But the other one's a 28 total.
Okay, give me a moment here.
Ooh, we're getting a drawing.
Okay, forgive me. Did you say you toss it to the right or the left?
Our right.
Your right. Okay. You are correct.
25 feet because I have a 30-foot range.
Okay. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. And this one moves over to here.
Well, we now know that they are absolutely... Would anyone mind if I do the same thing to a pebble 25 feet to the left?
It comes back and they resume their original positions.
Hmm.
It went over to where the pebble landed. It saw the pebble. It came back.
Hobby, alas, they're probably programmed for it, and they're not going to stop reacting to pebbles if we... There's a clear spot between them. We could just walk right between them, right?
We're not, strictly speaking, invisible.
Oh, right. Just very unnoticeable. Pity. Right. Look at that yank so far.
I don't know about you, but I can't see my hand in front of my face.
Are your eyes closed?
A's hand is currently in front of Hobby's face.
That's because that's my face, silly.
Oh.
Pause. Lick. I will lick A's hand like a cat.
A shudder goes through A at the realization of what you've just done. A was going to say, I thought I wasn't that furry, but... You cut A off. Mid-syllable. As they viscerally react to being licked by a party member.
Don't put the hand in front of the tabaxi if you don't want to risk getting your hand licked.
Could be worse. You could be the party member that bites. That's a different
Indeed.
Campaign.
Uh-huh. Actually, I've been known to.
Hobby approves. So, do we have Tex walk up and ask for the manager and then sneak into position to backstab them when they say no and we initiate combat?
Tex's player is looking for something.
Okay.
Not something.
The something. Yes, the something.
I'm sure it got written down. Aha.
That was a satisfied noise.
It was. Tex is going to do something that Hobby is going to yell at her about later.
Okay.
Tex walks up to the giant green crystal things.
Okay. They Hello. Do not move.
I'm here to see Ignatius Frankenmuck. I was told the path through the tunnel, the mines, is the fastest path to get to him. Do you have any objection to me proceeding?
They do not respond.
Okay. I attempt to proceed.
All right. we are going to roll for initiative.
Okay.
That's what we figured.
Yep, I would just have them hit you, but you cannot be surprised.
It's true.
We seem to still be in...
Yeah, that's the old initiative. I'm going to end combat for that. And we're going to do this again.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Once more with feeling.
Dun, dun.
All right, going to roll for A. And our new friends.
I got even worse on my initiative. What the criff? Ooh, I don't like that one. Oh, one of them's worse than me. One's... Okay. Mech. Crossed swords. Tab there. See the little crossed swords up at the top? Combat encounter?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that.
And then there's a die next to mech.
Yep.
There we go.
Cavil?
I had a lot of English on that.
I think.
All right.
Yep, you got an 8.
You are currently going second. We're just waiting on Cavil.
Alrighty.
All right.
Nobody can roll well.
Yeah, oh, this
no,
is a...
No, we have an 18 in there.
Yeah.
Apparently none of the PCs can roll well.
Well, one of the other things is rolling horribly, so there's that as well.
That's a problem.
I would use my inspiration if I had it. But you no, don't I had to actually use it.
Dun, dun, dun!
And then we had combat for the whole rest of the session, so I never said anything that made anybody laugh.
Shakes tiny fist.
Give me a moment here. I need to make an adjustment because I made a mistake.
Dun, dun, dun!
I know, I'm horrible.
Honestly, darling, this is why you should stick to characters who are designed to go last.
Take your inspiration.
Because it was after the roll, I'm not going to use it on the initiative.
I appreciate... Hold on a second. I am looking for a thing. This is not a fighting with Foundry. Okay. This is a fighting with Past Crash.
Oh.
Past Crash, what did you do?
It's not what Past Crash did. It's what Past Crash did not do.
Past Crash, how could you?
But safety's on the time machine. Oh, no!
I already gave you your inspiration. I'm not giving you second inspiration. Or 11sies.
How about chocolate? Can we have chocolate?
Okay, let's see if this... You know what? No, I'm not doing that.
I can have chocolate. Craft services on the GURPS game goes all out.
They gave us peanut M&Ms.
Is that good or bad? You know, there's that story about... what was that? Which band was that? Van Halen?
They...
I don't know. I don't know why you would hail a van, but here we are.
Well, of course you hail the van. That's how you get to it. You know. Yo, van! Come here.
Does a dirty 20 hit Tex?
No.
All right. How about a 14?
Also no.
All right.
Nice.
Well, that is the Emerald Construct's turn. So now we go to Mech.
Okay. I think I'm going to move closer right about here and engage my rage protocol because it might be needed.
Okay. Now, you are not close enough to attack.
Okay, I'll go farther. There we go.
Oh my gosh, I see what I did. I am so sorry. I screwed this up royally. I'm going to make this work. Don't worry about it. This is a me problem. Okay, so you have gotten close enough that you can definitely hit the one on the left or one on the right. Who do you want to hit?
I'll hit the one on the left.
Okay, make your attack roll.
With my battle axe.
Yep.
Okay. So, attack roll. Let's see if I can figure that out. Works.
All got right. 10. A 10. Oh, you just rolled a d20.
Oh, wait. What was I supposed to roll?
Well, you have bonuses to hit. You just rolled a d20 without any of your bonuses. So, let's take a look.
Oh, okay.
Because you have a great axe of intimidation, you're going to be adding a bunch of things to it.
Okay.
Which would be... That 10 that you rolled is technically a dirty 20. Because you had a plus 10 to hit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That hits.
There we are. Cool. So I think I'm going to take my battle axe and try to like topple over one of these guys.
Okay. I am replacing these characters because I had two different Crystal Golem stats and I was using the ones that weren't finished.
Okay.
That's how I screwed up. That was my problem. It took me so long to make that attack because I went into the
stat block, and I said, okay, so I get to make a slam attack. Where's the slam attack? Mm.
Okay.
Oh, no. But yeah, these work. So roll your damage. You should just be able to click the damage button in the chat.
Damage button in the chat.
In the Foundry chat.
Is it the... Right, I'm looking at Foundry.
Yeah, it's a little speech bubbles icon.
Speech bubbles.
And...
Oh, okay.
The last thing posted was your Great Axe of Intimidation. So you should be able to click on damage. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Am I the only one... Oh, I'm the only one able to see that. There we go. You should be able to see it now.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Click on the damage button.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to... damage.
And it's normal.
Normal or critical? Normal? Normal. Okay, that sounds good. And we can have
as opposed to normal.
A five. Yeah.
We are not sending them to Abu Dhabi. And I forget, did you say the one on the right or the one on the left?
One on the left.
One on the left. All right. Apply.
Mm-hmm. This is what mech was made for.
Beth is pointing out that in my switching of the monsters to the actual finished monsters, I ended up removing the old ones from the initiative order and didn't add the new ones. So, let's do that now.
Okay.
Initiative value 2. Update combatant. Update combatant. Initiative value 18. There we go. All right. So, next up is Cavil. Cavil has moved forward.
Cavil has put themselves on the map.
Well, Cavil's been performing so well recently, Cavil should be on the map.
They're probably not very wise, but they're possibly also necrotic resistant. On the other hand, they're made of crystal. They might not like force damage.
Most things don't. Which is not just a joke. Most things are not immune to force damage.
Especially the force? No, wait, wrong campaign.
Oh my gosh, these things are so tiny when I do this. Well, that would be magic missile.
That's so weird. It didn't do... I don't know what that math is doing, but it didn't do it right.
Minus three darts? Force minus three darts?
Anyway...
You healed it.
Plus one. Damage.
Yeah, and also that was at sixth level, so there should be... 8 darts.
Okay. Well...
8 darts doing 2 damage each?
Or you could roll 7d4 plus 7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm putting them back the way they were supposed to be. Okay. Yeah, so don't mind the man behind the curtain.
All right.
Pay no attention to him. All right, so if you just roll the dice you need for it and don't have Foundry do the whole, hey, this is what magic missile is, we'll go with that.
Go with what?
Because... I know that you didn't just do 2 points of magic missile damage if you were rolling, if you were casting it at 6th level.
Correct. What are we going with, though?
Oh, roll 7d4 plus 7.
Thank you.
Technically not how magic missile works, but I will take it.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, the magic is a little bit in flux right now.
Are you hitting the one on the left or the right?
I'm hitting whatever one it looks like my friends are trying to hit.
They are, okay. Well, I'll go with the left one because that's the one that Mech was hitting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do minus 23. And it mathed it. Yay! Something worked.
Oh, good.
And as a bonus action, I am going to give Bardic Inspiration to Tex.
Okay.
All right. And next up is Tex.
Which one is the one that attacked me?
The one on the right.
On whose right?
If you're looking at the map, the one on the right.
Okay.
So you're, from your character's perspective, your character's left.
Gotcha.
Except that she's still there. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yes, I do know what you mean. And are they really taking up a 15-foot square?
Yes.
Okay. Then I am staying right where I am.
That is a nat 20.
Wow.
Also, ignore that other crystal golem I put on the map. I was just making sure that I updated the token properly.
Hmm.
All right. So with your crit, roll your damage.
Oh, I should have done this first. I thought Thunderous Smite
was a thing that you could do after the effect.
As a part of making an attack.
I have on more than one occasion allowed that. You can do that if you want.
Okay.
Is it a bit overpowered? Yes, but you rolled a nat 20.
Yeah.
Bobby's ears are going to absolutely flatten. Noisy!
Yes, noisy. Sorry.
What?
Oh, well. Exactly.
No, I don't have to pee. I went before we left. It's so hard to find an occupied bathroom when we're adventuring. It's really weird.
Millie is always with us, even when they're suffering from injuries. Mm. Okay. I see that you're using a goading attack. I see that you're using a thunderous smite. Just waiting for that damage. That's a lot of dice.
That's
46 that's points of damage. Let's go.
Wow. That's good.
Nice.
Applied. And now it's got to keep hitting you unless it makes a save.
But has to make a wisdom saving throw, DC 18.
But that's if it chooses to attack someone else, it has to make the save, correct? Or is that...
No, it has to make the wisdom saving throw, and if it fails, then it has disadvantage on all
attacks. Okay. I was incorrect. And the text for goading attack has a little button to click on to make the save, and it doesn't work. So I am simply going to click on the character sheet for the Crystal Golem and have that not work.
Oh. I guess that they don't have any wisdom.
I clicked on the wrong thing. There we go.
Oh. Ah.
All right. Well, it rolled a 16, so.
So before the end of my next turn, if it attacks anybody but me, it has disadvantage.
Okay. And there was also a saving throw for Thunderous Smite.
Thunderous Smite, yes.
Strength saving throw would be pushed
if it's a creature.
10 feet away. If
and sorry, knocked I cut prone. You off.
And knocked if, prone. Sorry.
That one's only DC 15, though.
Yes, but it's strength. So, that is a 22.
All right. So it doesn't happen. That's fine.
All right. But it still takes the damage. Good times. And for your next trick, you roll a 27. Roll your damage again. This time, a distracting strike. It can only hit you, and it can't hit you. Although the distracting strike gives advantage to the next person to try to attack. But
yes.
I was remembering your different maneuvers wrong. All right, I will apply the 12 points of damage. Okay, all done?
Yes. I will not use action cert.
You'd be within your right to do so. It is A's turn.
Actually, out of curiosity, 2d6 of that was 2d6 of that first damage was thunder damage.
Mm-hmm.
Just making sure that.
Oh, I assure you, I've been looking at their immunities and resistances frequently, and
okay,
they keep not changing when I look at them. Like, oh, yep,
funny,
yep, that's what was there before. Okay, then I open it again and check again. Oh, yep, it still the same. Well, it's A's turn, and I don't remember putting a box on the map that says not actually here at all, but it does fit the theme of the other boxes are on the map, so I appreciate that, whoever did that.
You're welcome.
It's
so you can put things in it if you need to see the tokens.
Oh, because I wanted you to ignore that one token I was messing with. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So for A is going to throw psychic knives again, which are a feature, so therefore not in their inventory. That's going to be the first one. That's going to be the second one. I am never not amused by the fact that A can actually make strength rolls for daggers. So it gives me the additional stat block for throwing them with strength. One of these days, someone's going to cast Enlarge Reduce on A multiple times, and strength will be the better stat. Today is not that day. That is a 25 and a 21. Those are both going to hit. So let's...
Is that two attacks?
Yeah. I did the bonus attack roll and the regular attack roll together.
The regular attack roll should be at advantage, so roll to see if that gets a 20.
Ah, you are correct. Alas, it was a 3.
Oh, well.
I have applied the damage. Hobby. Oh, I almost forgot. Sorry, sneak attack. Well, that d6 rolled a 6. I'm not hearing the die rolls right now in Foundry, but I'm definitely hearing the extra effects for when I roll a max number on a die.
Oh, that's good. Good. Yeah, I wasn't hearing the die rolls as the GM either, remember? I'm hearing them now.
I'm going to file that away under not currently a problem to worry about this moment.
Reasonable.
Because it is Hobby's turn. And Hobby is going to be everyone's problem if everyone happens to be a crystal golem. That is a nat one. Your shadow blade goes snicker snack. There Hang is now on. A bald spot on your tail.
Well, that was just to summon the thing, I thought, but apparently that's how the attack is working. What Hobby is definitely, however, going to do is go 1, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and use feline agility because I want to climb up onto this thing's back.
Because of course you do. Yes. I am going to move your character. We're going to say that, yeah, you can be on its back, but I want it to be here because otherwise you will be clicking on the construct itself and not able to touch your character.
Yeah, what I was figuring I was going to have to do would be to open my character sheet via the box there, the actors link. But yes.
I'm lazy and won't be doing that. So.
Oh, well, okay.
So.
I want to be up on its back. Okay.
Acrobatics roll at disadvantage. Your claws have trouble finding purchase on smooth crystal.
Well, crif.
Yeah, that was a nat one again.
The other one was a 14.
Yes, but disadvantage. So, you are the epitome of the cat images we see of cats scratching at a door. Only it's the leg of a crystal golem.
I will murder all of you later after this is over so that you cannot see that I have done something ignoble.
Cut to Teria saying, that's not one of my tenants. Fairly sure it isn't.
Are you?
Cut back to, I'm willing to accept the first nat one you did for just pulling Shadow Blade out as a, foundries being foundry. Make your attack rolls from not on the thing's back.
Apparently. Something. Well, I think that's what I've got to work with. I don't think I get any other bonus actions.
Alas.
Scrabble, 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 scrabble. But okay, I'll just yell at it a lot.
Your first nat one for the attack roll, you weren't within range yet. We're filing that away as just foundry being foundry. You can make an attack roll from here.
Okay. Scrabble, scrabble. That's not working. Fine.
Ellie is finding all the best cat fail gifs.
Will a 19 hit it?
A 19 will hit.
Good. Normal hit.
3 damage, but I do believe that you've got sneak attack coming.
There ought to be a sneak attack coming because advantage.
I screwed something up. I made a mistake.
Oh, no. Aww.
I should not have used that maneuver.
Crusher, critical. When you score a critical hit that deals bludgeoning damage to a creature, attack rolls against that creature are made with advantage until the start of your next turn. Oh, yeah. That would have been better.
Hmm. Oh, well.
I have made several mistakes.
Passive effect, so it just happens.
Oh, but does that mean that I should have had double critical or
no,
double
you can't
advantage?
Do double advantage, alas. That's not a thing.
Versus. But that feature should just be happening for all of us.
Yes.
Okay. So how I normally do things when we realize something retroactively is I don't go back in time to fix them, unless it's like immediate.
That's all right. Crash, but we already fixed it. Remember I rolled that one? And then I did the other... One, so that's already fixed. I think that would probably be simplest to justify everything.
Okay. So now it's a crystal golem's turn.
The next
so they're
question
going
is,
to roll at advantage.
No. Only on the dead creature. There is,
we all saw the thing that Ellie found.
Attack rolls against that creature are made with advantage. So if they hit each other, I have one more thing that I get to do, though.
Okay.
I would like to smite this one.
Okay.
What are first level spells for if not for smite?
Magic missile.
No, I don't have that.
Overpowered precipitation because you really don't want that smell anymore?
Okay, how do I tell it to do a smite? Because I don't see the thingy.
Should be something under features.
Yes, that's what I clicked. Divine Smite, special, active ability. Okay, fine. I will switch to the other sheet. Turn to the big one where I can't find anything. Inventory features. Let's see if Smite will work from here. Smite. And
it does the exact same thing.
Yep.
Which is not useful. So.
Nope.
Just roll your 2d8. I'll math it. All right. Six points.
And I'll take out one of my first level spell slots there. If I can figure out how to do that on this.
There's a spider web of cracks going all throughout this golem. Little shards are breaking off of it.
It's rock bloodied.
And you're noticing that it's not crystal all the way through. The crystal is an armor casing.
Ooh.
There's circuitry and machinery inside of it.
Interesting.
All right. So and now it
chocolate.
Is...
chocolate.
Now it's chocolate.
Nope. It is not made of chocolate. It's made of rock candy.
How many licks does it take to get to the center?
Crunch.
We're gonna find out because this one's trying to hit mech.
Okay.
All right. First hit.
Which it's gonna be a disadvantage for.
Oh right. No! This one wasn't the one that Tex was messing with. Tex was messing with the one that's on our right. This is the one on the left.
Oh, the one on the left. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
So that first attack is going to be a 25.
Okay.
And so that's probably going to hit you. And the second one is going to be a 14, which is probably not going to hit you. Looking at your armor class. Mm-hmm. No. Not even close for the second one. So let's roll this damage and... Let's see. Can I do this? Hey, it worked. Okay. So I figured out how to calculate the half damage automatically without having to math it. So it is going to do 15 points of bludgeoning damage to mech.
Okay.
And
you can math that for me.
I will apply it. There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. All right. But that's its turn. Now it's time for the other crystal golem.
Okay.
Who is going to flail at Tex.
The fair cop.
That's a 29 to hit.
That will hit.
That was a 19 on the die.
Oof.
And its second attack will be not as good. That was a 5 on the die. It's not touching you. But let's roll the damage for that first hit. That is 21 points of damage. All right. Next up is going to be Mech.
So I think what Mech's going to do is to engage her rage protocol first off.
She already did that, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can use the great axe of intimidation to try to knock this thing down.
Okay. Which one are you going for? The one on the left on the map or the one on the right on the map?
The one on the left.
Okay.
Yeah. The one labeled 2.
One labeled 18 is the one that's taken. I think the one that's taken damage, and the one where you have advantage.
Oh. Yeah, the one labeled 18 is bloodied.
Okay. Okay.
They've both taken damage.
They've both taken damage.
Your first attack was a 14 that will not hit, but you have a second attack.
Oh, okay. Let's try that again.
22 is gonna wing it. So go ahead and click on the damage button.
Okay. Damage button. Which one am I pointing at? The one with the 2 above it or the one with the 18 above it?
That won't matter. I'll math it, but...
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna... damage button. Okay.
Okay, I will apply the 12 points of damage.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Next up is Cavil. Oh, crud. We did it again.
What?
Jen, do me a favor. Click that attack button a couple more times.
Okay. Find it.
Just 2 more times.
2 more times?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you should have been rolling at initiative. Well, at advantage, rather.
Oh, okay. At advantage? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's try that.
We're just going to see if you get a... No.
Nope. No. Neither of those was a 20. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So we are going to continue to move on to
Cavil. My wand of magic missiles are borked.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of things are bored.
You should be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to use one of the other ones, but it turns out that for some reason only the first one actually casts the spell. Anyway, oh, wow. I'm going to pull my second one out of the bandolier, point it at whichever crystal golem looks more injured, and repeat my earlier attack. So I'm going to roll 8d4 plus 8 so that we don't have to, since we're not bothering with the weird thing where the single missile gets multiplied 8 times, which is technically how it actually works.
Okay. 29 points of damage. Wait a minute. What are you doing? Oh, there we go. I was looking at the health of the one that you weren't aiming for. I was like, wait, I remember it being higher than that. Lower than that. Whatever. 29. All right. Damage applied. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. By the way, I strongly dislike how Foundry has the end combat button right next to the button I click to go to the next person in combat. I've yet to click the wrong thing, but it trips me up every now and then. It is Tex's turn.
Okay. One attack on each of them.
Ooh. That's going to hit the 21. And the 15, unfortunately, is not enough. Although, don't you have an inspiration die?
Is an 18 enough?
An 18 is enough.
Okay.
All you rolled on that die was a 3, but you didn't even need the 3. This is where various maneuvers come into play.
That goading strike is on 2.
Okay. Tribute, wisdom, saving throw. I was about to click saving throw, and suddenly 2d8 roll across my screen. I'm like, that's not the right number. Also,
and that's 11 damage to 2 and 10 damage to 18. Ooh.
Yeah, that was a 2. They're not wise. I have applied the damage, respectively.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
How tall are these?
They're about 15 feet tall. As mining robots, you're not sure they would be very efficient considering how large the tunnel entrance is.
Or how large it isn't.
All right. That's my turn.
All right. It is A's turn. This worked well last time, so A's going to do it again. Also, I should always be rolling with advantage for A because pack tactics.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I forgot before. 23 and an 18. Those are both going to hit. All right. I love when I get that sound effect for you rolled max damage, and it's like 8 points. It's just a little dagger. It's his birthday. I've applied the damage. And now, one last thing.
Sneak attack.
Sneak attack. I've applied that damage. All right. Hobby, you are canonically right next to Mech, but I can't click on your character. So, not if you're there.
I mean, I'm right here.
Yes.
I'm
You've been there the whole time.
I've been here the whole time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, what I really want to do is like, get an actual climb up there and wedge my blade into all that stuff under the armor, but...
Well, it's no longer all smooth crystal anymore, so you may roll another acrobatics check that is not a disadvantage.
That would be nice, yes. A normal one. Will a 17 do it?
A 17 will do it.
Climb, 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 climb. Okay. Sproing!
You climb
Stabity?
Up... You climb up the robot as if you were a kitten and someone was holding soft food.
Yes! I will take my shadowy blade and I will stab this thing, preferably in one of the chinks that is not armored. As I find it.
All right. From Hell's Heart, and you stab at thee.
Yes. And can I do this at advantage, or do I not do it at advantage right now? Nah, I want to give my sneak attack if it works. Let's go for normal. Oh, how's a nat 20?
Oh, wow. 26.
I'm going to have to ask you to roll all the damage dice you have, because I know you're going to put some spin on this. Do your sneak attack at double. Do a smite at double.
First, I'm going to do the damage that it does once I scroll back up to my dadgum shadow blade thing. Gonna do the damage. It was a critical hit. So and there's still 13. Only 13. I know, it's tragic.
Oh,
and then
oh,
I'm going. Wait, right?
Okay.
And then I will, in fact, do my sneak attack. And that's a. That just says roll. It doesn't say if I can. It doesn't.
There is a damage button do a sneak. For that.
Oh, okay. Yes. So there is.
Okay.
With
your sneak attack damage added, how do you want to do this?
Well, I mean, she climbed up to where the armor was starting to crack off, and she snarled, and she raised the blade high, and she buried it in the depths of the circuitry, and then apparently she did a little stirring motion to make sure that everything got thoroughly trashed.
Okay. I will ignore that you started to say one word and then said trashed.
No, I was working on the word that I wanted, and trashed was there. I don't usually make horribly, I would not say crift.
All good. All good. All right, so as you do this, apparently something you stab through is load-bearing. This thing's torso starts to break apart. There's a shower of crystals raining down that are spilling over the feet of Tex and Mech because they're standing right there. The arms fall off on the sides. They will be towed out of the environment eventually. You ride this mess down and land on your feet in front of the feet and legs, which are still standing briefly. And then
can I kick one of them over just from behind me?
Just one of them falls over on its own after a beat, and then you kick the other one over to match it.
Yep.
I will put you back where you actually were the whole time. There we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Smile and waggle the fingers of my free hand at the one that is not trashed.
Guess what? It's their turn.
Yeah, well.
And yes, Ellie is correct. Ellie did not. Tex used Goading Strike on the one that's still standing. So, it has a target in mind. All right. That first attack is an 18. That second attack is a 29.
29 will hit.
And that will be 28 points of bludgeoning damage.
I can take it.
All right. I enabled health bars on the various player characters. Tex is, yet at 75%.
Getting there. But
I think I talked over EO.
What I said was, thank you.
The health bars are helpful.
Yes,
the healer
are.
Appreciates it.
It 71.3.
It saves you the... Thank you for doing the math, Ellie. It saves you the trouble of saying, hey, on a scale of 171 to 0, how are you feeling right now? Arbitrarily. All right, but that is the end of this round. So what do you say, since we've been playing for over an hour, we take a break?
I'm okay with that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, everyone else will be okay?
It sounds good, but I'm getting really tired again. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is the best I've been in a long time. Go ahead.
At this point, we've been playing for close to an hour and a half, actually. So if you would rather end it here and take this up again next week, I'm okay with that also.
Yeah, I should probably do that.
All right.
How long do you think we're going to return once we return? Like, how long do we have still in this game?
Well, the arc has at least one more full session's worth. And the one remaining golem that's here, that's up, is injured. So, and now you're all going to be focusing your fire on this one. So I don't think that's going to be the whole session next time.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We'll come up with something.
In that case, we're not going to take a break, or we're going to take a much longer break, depending on how you look at it. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tonight, I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, EO, Jen, and Jen's bird.
Yes, Lucy.
Lucy.
Yes. The part of Magpie was played by Lucy this evening.
Aww.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Who wants to plug a thing?
EO's mom writes books, ElizabethMcCoy.com. Yep. And please check them out on Hoopla if you can find them on Hoopla. They ought to be there. I thought they were there. rent them from your local library, their ebooks, or buy them at one of the places that you find at ElizabethMcCoy.com. And speaking of books,
my website is bookofjen.net, and it's got a variety of things on it whenever I get the energy to put something there. Other than that, I'm also the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast, which I've been trying to get to for a while, but now I'm slightly better, so I might put one up maybe tomorrow. So that's at shatteredsoulstone.com.
And speaking of websites,
yeah,
ambysmith.com/cogwheel is where you can go to find all of our podcasts, not just Dungeons & Dragons. We've got Cypher System and GURPS on there as well. You can find us on the Fediverse at is.ambysmith.com/@cogwheel. And you can support us on Patreon, help us keep the lights on, if you go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. And special thanks to our patrons, Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. Until next time, this is Crash saying, wow, the thunder's getting really loud lately. I should probably check those lightning rods to make sure they're not attracting anything dangerous. I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, that was appropriately robot-like.
Was. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It probably came through with OBS.
Could be.
I'm leaving that in.